What up, chicken heads? This is episode really loud, 36 of this here audio blog with no fucking name yet, and this is the New Year's Eve edition, I guess. I really don't have anything to say, except, you know, I guess I could just wrap up 2010. I don't really do anything for New Year's. I think I said that before, but I mean, I just don't. I'm old. And I'm a curmudgeon, and I don't give a fuck. But I do want to say to anybody who is going out or, you know, whatever you're doing, if you're staying in or going out to a bar, whatever the case, stay safe. You know, not just you, watch yourself. Don't drink too much. Well, no, that's not true. Drink a lot. Just don't drive. It's a dumb thing. Do not drink and drive. It's really stupid. And, you know, even if you're all right, watch out for idiots on the road, because I'm going to be out there drinking and driving and trying to hit you. So, yeah, watch out for idiots who don't know how to drive or don't know that you should not drink and drive. Seriously, be very careful out there, because I only have, like, 5 listeners, and I need every one of you. So, I don't really have much to talk about, but I have a ton of liquor at home, like... Here's the thing that people don't know. I guess it's a Jackie trivia that a lot of people don't know about me, is that I'm really, like, the thing that interests me the most in this world probably is the Jazz Age, the Roaring Twenties, which, for people who don't know, the time right after World War II, which is, I guess, the Roaring Twenties actually started in 1919. It only went through about 1928, but that whole era, that whole decade, is just, it sounds really gay, but it's a whole very romantic era to me, the with Prohibition, gangsters, you know, the whole fashion, the style, TV and radio becoming big, and I know a shit ton about that era, I really do, and it's just something that people don't know about me, but I've been watching Boardwalk Empire, which actually I think... The first season ended, I don't know, a few months ago, 2 months ago? It was on HBO. I don't have HBO, but I downloaded it completely legally. And it's really good. It's really fucking good. Steve Buscemi, you know, that fucking weird-looking dude from Fargo, who kind of looks like John Waters. The guy who did, I think, was it called Pink Flamingos or Hairspray or whatever. He's a Baltimore local, actually. Hold on, I need to get in this fucking lane. If I don't, I'm gonna have to drive back about 4 miles. So just hold off for a sec. Coming through, bitch! Yeah, eat a dick. It would look really bad if they see that I'm on my cell phone, so I'm putting it down by my side. You weren't even gonna make this turn. Fuck you. God damn it. Me, I win. Look at me, this guy right here. Bitch. And I'm afraid that the car behind me is a cop. No, it's just a stupid hag. Anyway, give me a second here. You know what I really fucking hate is when people get on my ass to try to make me go faster, but really it's the person in front of me. And you can tell that it's the person in front of me that's going slow. I can't do anything about it if you get on my ass, you fucking idiots. So I'm sorry. Yeah, the Roaring Twenties, the Jazz Age, that's what I like, and a lot of people don't know about me, so to you 5 listeners, good on you. That and Alcatraz and the Titanic, those are things I'm really interested in, and that you wouldn't know that I like. I guess I'm an idiot savant in those categories, those topics. The Boardwalk Empire, which is about Atlantic City, which I've been going to Atlantic City since I was, I don't know, 3. Love Atlantic City, even though it's a trash hole. It's basically Las Vegas on the East Coast, and that's where I went on my 21st birthday. Cop. Now that's an actual cop, because there's a no cell phone while driving law in Maryland. All right. My 21st birthday, I went there and, because I wanted to gamble as soon as I was 21. When I was growing up, I thought gambling was one of the most glamorous things, and it isn't. It really isn't. I still love gambling, but it's, you can lose money so fucking quickly. Like, my game of choice is blackjack. And here's the thing about Atlantic City, and Vegas, really. Most of the tables are at 25 minimum. If you go on off hours, then you can find your 15s and your $10 table minimums. If you're playing a $10 minimum table, which means $10 every bet. And some bets, you know, even at the minimum, if you're playing it right when you're doubling down or splitting, which I'm not going to explain, look it up, it makes a hand 20 bucks right there. And you can play through a whole shoe of cards, which is it's about six decks. You can play through six decks with you and four other people at a table in 5 minutes. let's say six decks, an average of 10... fewer than 20 cards per hand, right? Let's say 20 cards per hand. That's five people and then the dealer, right? 52 times six decks, 52 cards in a deck. That's 300 cards you're gonna play through. 20 cards per hand, 300 divided by 20 is 15. Think of it as this, you're paying 15 to 20 hands per shoe. $10 per shoe, you're playing at least $200 in less than 10 minutes. You can lose money that quick. You can win money that quick, but I find that shit really glamorous and really cool. Just like cool as shit. I always thought it was a cool thing when I was a kid, and I still do. That's why I gamble and lose a lot. Boardwalk Empire is about this guy named Enoch Thompson, played by Steve Buscemi, fucking bug-eyed weirdo. Goes by a nickname of Nucky. And about basically how Prohibition went about in Atlantic City in the 20s, and how he basically ruled the town. He was the dude who pulled all the strings. Everybody who made money, he would get a cut of it. And he's a really fascinating character. Real person, based on a real person, Enoch Thompson. And his brother, who I actually knew about this, it's really weird, his brother Elias Thompson, who was the... cop dude, the main cop guy of Atlantic City, and he basically ran that city, and that's what it's about Prohibition, drinking, partying. I love that shit, I really do. And basically all of the chicks in that show are hot, and not in like the hot way of today, but that really old school debutante glamorous, I keep saying that word, glamorous way. So that's a fucking amazing show in my opinion, and it's only 12 episodes in the first season, but I'm digging it, and I have like 5 episodes left, and I hate that. When I watch a TV series and I start to really like it, it's pretty much almost over, because I bowl through them really quickly, which is why I did with the Avatar series as well. But fantastic show. There's your fun fact for today. I really like the jazz age. That's why I like jazz. That's why I like cool jazz. That's why I like, you know, that old school music. Just that whole thing. Gangsters, that kind of fashion, the fedoras and bowler hats and shit like that. It's just cool. It's really, really cool. So yeah, watch that show. And speaking of alcohol, I don't know if I'm gonna drink tonight. Like I said, I'm not doing much tonight. I'm probably gonna just hang out, play me some Rock Band, because that's just my favorite thing to do. Which Rock Band 3 has not captured my attention like Rock Band 1 and 2 have in the past. We'll see what other people want to do. But Rock Band 3, not my game of the year this year. Not like Rock Band 1 and 2. Finally been dethroned. They were my games of the year for 3 years running, and this year it's probably Red Dead Redemption, now that I think about it, but there's probably more to that. Definitely love me some Red Dead Redemption. Have not played, actually I don't have all of the expansion packs, and I don't intend to get all of them. I don't even have the zombie one yet, so I imagine that would just recapture my interest if I buy it when it goes on sale. I think it was on sale not too long ago on Xbox Live Marketplace, I just didn't care to buy it. So there's that. I think that's it. I don't really have much to talk about. This is really just hey, don't drink too much, and certainly don't drive if you do that. Because I care about every one of you. Not at all. All right. Happy New Year. I'll catch you guys on Tuesday because I have Monday off. Actually, Monday, because I don't have New Year's Eve off. Like most companies, Arby's, we have to be making big beef and cheddars all year round, so we don't have this day off. But we do have Monday off. And Monday, actually, I'm going over to a friend's house. We're gonna have a winter barbecue, just because barbecuing is awesome. Fact. And why not? So that's that. I'm not gonna podcast on Monday, I don't think. So that's that. If anybody knows of any kind of like app that's like Audioboo but for video, let me know, because I want to do short vidcasts, but not stream. Not on Ustream. I just want a video that I can post up anytime, host it on another site like Audioboo, because I don't want to do any fucking work. That's that. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, Audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond, TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com, EatADick.com. That's not me. I should buy that. It's probably bought. It's probably a gay porn site. I don't know. All right. Happy New Year, you piece of shit.